Tonight, we are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history of professional wrestling for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready? Wrestling fans, are you ready? For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, from the capital city of the United States of America, Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Bryant, your host. October the 15th, Wednesday, on Blog Talk Radio and our other syndicated affiliates. Thank you for broadcasting us. As you heard from the ring announcer, today's show is a unique show. We have a guest on our show from the Food Fight Right. She's the chief, and she said she's with the chief and started Yummy Nation, and she is the world food champion from 2013 for recipes. Her name is Beth Peterson, and the world food champion takes place in Las Vegas, Nevada. This year it takes place on November the 12th through the 18th, and our guest today, Beth Peterson, she won this contest, big contest. It's like the Olympics of food in Las Vegas. But before we go on, I have one song to play here. I have to play this song here, and it has something to do with Vegas. Yes, we will be right back with some more of our guests, and we'll be talking about the world food champions in Las Vegas.
Stars are dancing, Lord, it's hot. Holding you is what I live for.
That was going to Vegas. As you can tell, in November, beginning of November, the World Food Champ is going to be happening November the 12th through the 18th. The best of the best in 9 categories. And we have one of the guests who won it last year in the recipe department, Beth Peterson. But to hear more about the event, on ABC Nightline did a special on it. And listen to what they had to say about this event.
The Summer and Winter Olympics are held at different venues and times and certainly different temperatures. But at the chef's version of an Olympic-type competition, hot and cold go together in the same dish. It's the World Food Championships where chefs compete for glory and money. Lots of it. ABC's David Wright gives us a taste of what's cooking.
They say if you can't take the heat...
Don't question me, just please do it. A whole cup.
Get out of the kitchen.
Not that. One of the bowls.
And it doesn't get any hotter than this. Welcome to the Olympics of Food. 350 chefs, 7 categories, $300,000 in prize money. And for the winner, unlimited bragging rights.
Teams have come from all over the world.
It's a very immense weight on these chefs' shoulders.
It's called the World Food Championships, held in Las Vegas, Nevada. The categories, barbecue, chili, burger, sandwich, recipe, dessert, and bacon. Yes, bacon.
We are Pitmaker Barbecue Addiction. We're from Houston, Texas.
Victor Howard and his partner George Shore call themselves BBQ engineers. They started Pitmaker Barbecue 5 years ago and are working around the clock to perfect their grilling chops, vying for the title World's Best Barbecue.
Very competitive. Top teams in the nation are here. We're going to do a couple test runs, try out different presentations, a couple different marinades.
Right here we're doing a bacon wrap chicken breast filled with cranberry and goat cheese.
We're thinking we're going to play with some deer sausage in there as well and really get some exotic flavors for those judges. A little bit of smoke, a little bit of heat, lots of flavor.
Give me a cup of sugar and a quarter of a cup of water.
After beating 100 other contenders, Jody Taffel is now in the finals in another category, competing against 9 other chefs for World's Best Bacon Dish.
Every other competition I've been in, I've won. First place. Not bad.
Bourbon, bacon, brown sugar, brioche, bread pudding. It's tough to delegate.
I love my boys, but they're all lawyers. And they're used to arguing.
The bacon isn't the only thing sizzling.
Don't question me, just please do it.
Give me a whole cup.
You're doing it wrong.
Watch the color.
No, there's too much water in here now. I have no idea what you did in this pan.
We got 1 minute till the turn-in window starts, so we're putting the ice cream on. This is more frozen.
It's more frozen.
Okay.
Here's the shaky ball ice cream.
Making sure I get 12 ice cream balls on here.
1 minute left on the clock. Jody's fired up.
How are you liking the way the pink sugar is blending?
I like it.
Yeah? It's not achieving the effect
I like
that I
it.
Was hoping.
Well, I don't care what you want.
30 seconds.
We're going right now.
I'm going to carry one. You're going to carry
yes.
one.
Thank you, darling.
All this cooking and my nails still look fabulous. And isn't that the most important part?
Oh, wow.
Very nice.
Are we good?
Very nice.
As Jody anxiously awaits the results, Pitmaker Barbecue is putting on final finishing touches.
Our barbecue pits produce a really awesome smoked chicken, so we're going with the smoked chicken as well. Now the waiting game.
And there you have it. More details, you know, just a little bit more about the World Food Championships in Nevada, in Las Vegas, November 12th, November 18th, through November the 18th. You know, I was thinking here about I want to nominate a sandwich that I had in Cleveland, Ohio, from a location on Lorraine Avenue, Cleveland, Believeland. I had to say Believeland for Cleveland. There's a location there called Panini Bar and Grill. Panini's Bar and Grill, I used to go there many times, and there was a sandwich there that I had, and if it was in the World Food Championship, it would win. It would win the sandwich category. But I have to have some theme music to introduce my sandwich. Hold on for a second. Let me look for some theme music.
Mm-hmm.
famous panini o-stuffed sandwich. It has Italian thick bread, cut fries, cut french fries, coleslaw, tomatoes, provolone cheese, corned beef, and pastrami. And the last of the last to make the sandwich a number one sandwich, cooked eggs on top, over easy or side up on the sandwich. This would be the winner of the World Food Champion Sandwich Department. I'm telling you, this would be the winner. And I had to give this on Flavor Living Radio. You heard it today. The famous panini overstuffed sandwich in Cleveland, Ohio. Believe land. Back to the show. Listen, yes, we've got to get back to our show because we're just having some fun. But that's a real sandwich. It's very good. I'm telling you, look it up. And I'm going to have a picture on flavorliving.com, our food blog website, of the sandwich. You won't believe it till you see it. I know there's going to be, I mean, this is the top of the top as far as sandwich makers. But we're going to get back to Beth Peterson and our interview because this is the main subject of our show. A great chef cook that won the contest in Las Vegas. And here is Beth Peterson of Yummy Nation.
Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Brian, and today we have an awesome number one awesome guest. Her name is Beth Peterson, and she is from Naperville, Illinois?
It's Naperville, yeah.
Naperville, Illinois.
Right outside of Chicago.
Yes, the south side of Chicago. And she's the WFC World Food Champion recipe for 2013. Welcome, Beth Peterson, to our show. Welcome to Flavor Living Radio.
Thank you, Brian. I'm so happy to be here today with you.
Wow. Now, you notice I said the WFC because, you know, all sports and competitions have like a, you know, NBA, MLB,
right.
NFL, MMA.
Right.
So I had to say WFC, you know?
Yeah, this is the WFC, the World Food Championship, yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, you won it in two rounds, right? You won it with two rounds. What was the first two?
Yeah.
The first round you had?
It's a several-day competition. The first two rounds that I won, they're back-to-back. And so you create something in the early part of the day, and then you go right into the next recipe or, you know, dish that you're going to make. And so my first dish was, and I was kind of recipe, we had to use pasta in our recipe competition.
Okay.
So the first recipe that I did was a white chicken chili with chili mac. Very simple in a lot of ways, but really great flavors. And, you know, it's one of those things you just want to kind of keep on eating. You want to dig right into. And so that was the first dish. And
the mac, excuse me, Beth, because you said macaroni and cheese. Because, you know, a lot of people make macaroni and cheese. This macaroni and cheese to win a contest had to be it had to be everything in the macaroni and cheese. It had to be
pretty good.
Yes, yes.
It was pretty good.
Yes.
I have to say, it's an Italian mac and
cheese. There it is. It's coming out. It's coming out. Okay.
Yeah, it's an Italian mac and cheese, and it's really good. I don't do a bechamel. I pretty much just use cheese and cream to create the sauce. And, of course, there's pancetta in it, and I really love, like, pancetta is, like, one of my favorite foods in the whole wide world, and it's just like, it's just really, really, really incredibly yummy, crisp bacon. And we had some mochi red pepper in there and a little teeny bit of heat. It was very, very good. Everyone that tastes it loves it. And that combined with the earlier dish, which was the white chicken chili mac, was the combined scores got me to the next level. And so I got to compete another day, and I created a basically an Asian hot pot, and we had to use bison. So I did a real infusion of bison within this dish. It was a delicious broth, great elevated flavors, really delicious. I used a little quail's egg in there. It was elevated, but comfort food. And that really was my strategy for the competition, was to really give some delicious, delicious comfort foods with a little bit of a twist. I really feel like the judges, they try all these crazy dishes that, you know, people make from all over the country, you know, some fabulous dishes, but
right. Also
people kind of sometimes overdo it a little bit. They come into it without a really strong strategy. My strategy was comfort foods, something that would make you happy and that you want to just dig right into and keep on eating. And that's basically what I did, and that was my strategy to win the recipe category.
Now, I heard the Asian hot pot had 25 ingredients inside of the... 25 ingredients.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got 25 ingredients.
She's like, yeah, it did. It did. She's like, yeah.
It did. But it's all good ingredients, really, really good ingredients, all of which kind of make the broth really hearty and really flavorful, lots and lots of layers of flavor. And, you know, the bison was a tricky one because bison's a hard thing to, you know, make sure that it's tender. You know, so you've got to cook it for a long time if you're going to put it into, you know, braise it and cook it for a long time if you're going to put it into stews and things like that. So that I used a pressure cooker to make the bison and eat it raw. Made homemade udon noodles, which actually are not that hard to make.
What would be udon noodles?
Udon. Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's just basically flour and water. Basically a little salt, a little flour and water, and then you roll the noodles out. And it's all in kind of the technique of how you stretch the noodles out. And you want to get them really thin. And kind of, you know, like, because the kneading of the dough is super, super important. So if you Google or, you know, go on YouTube and watch somebody make the udon noodle dough, you'll see that there's tons of kneading that goes on with it.
Wow.
It's not hard to make. It's just kind of knowing the technique.
Wow. So it's like almost like karate, almost?
A little bit, yeah.
Ah.
You got to put a little elbow grease in.
Okay. Well, you know, I know a lot of people, your background is enormous, very awarding and enormous. And how did you start to take a joy into cooking when you first started out? How did you start?
Well, you know, it's funny. Cooking has been a big part of my life since I was little. My mom is a first-generation Italian, and, you know, we really, really love food at our celebrations. And big family, lots of celebrations, holidays, everything, food was at the center. And so that's really where the love for cooking, watching all of the aunts and grandmas and everybody, even the, you know, the uncles and the dads, you know, everybody getting involved in cooking and having their special dish that they love to make and they wanted you to taste. It's just such a celebration in our family, food is. And so that is really the place that I began to love cooking. And then I got a chance to do some cooking when I was, like 10, 11, 12 years old. My mom really kind of empowered us to cook in the kitchen on our own, make cakes and, you know, learn how to make cookies and all those kinds of things. And she worked full time. So I would come home after school as I got a little bit older and I would, you know, start dinner and, you know, do all those kinds of things. And it really was something that was not a chore for me. I really enjoyed doing. And of course I love to eat. So that's all, you know, if you're going to love to eat, then
yes,
you should probably love to cook, right?
Amen to that. Amen to that.
So that's where it all began. And then as I got older and, you know, after college, I started working for a gourmet catering company. And that was a really interesting eye-opening experience for me because they were you know, really interested in fine foods, interested in creating, you know,
like specialty
going to the market, specialty foods, all different ethnic foods. We had Vietnamese women that would come into the kitchen from a Vietnamese neighborhood in Chicago. There's a street in Chicago that's very famous for the Vietnamese community. It's called Argyle Street. They would come from Argyle Street, and they would actually, like, come and do our spring rolls for us. They were really interested in bringing the real, true, authentic cooks from different communities in Chicago. We have great ethnic neighborhoods in Chicago with, you know, incredible food in Chicago. And so they took advantage of that, and they brought those folks in to create food from their various different ethnic groups for their clients.
Wow. I just thought that was so neat that they went out and they were just, they looked for people that fit the menus, you know.
Right. It's not hard to do in Chicago. There's a lot of great pockets and communities of ethnic groups that, you know, they love to share. They love to share their food. So that was a great experience. And then going to the markets in Chicago, you know, kind of learning about food in that way was an incredible experience. And watching kind of I also love the styling of food. And I learned a lot about how to showcase food in a really beautiful, authentic way, appealing way. And so that's one of my specialties is actually is doing, you know, food styling and display and stuff like that. So,
did you go to culinary school or did you go to yes.
I did not. No, I am not. I'm not formally trained. I am definitely just a lover of all things food and have, you know, pretty much read lots and lots of cookbooks, watched lots and lots of videos and kind of, you know, self-trained and of course my background. And then in my 20s, actually my husband and I opened a restaurant. We owned a restaurant for 9 years. It was a bar and restaurant. It was, again, very focused on Midwestern comfort foods, meatloaf, mashed potatoes,
white
roast beef, all that kind of stuff.
I heard through the grapevine it was a sports bar.
It was a sports bar. We had a sports bar attached to it. But early on, it was a sports bar, and we had like a little deli attached to it. And then as we grew older, you know, we wanted to do something a little bit different, and we decided to really kind of fully take on the restaurant aspect of it. And we opened up a 10,000-square-foot restaurant. We had, the bar was half of it. The other half was the restaurant, and it looked like the inside of a Chicago bungalow. And matched both the flavors of the decor. I mean, it was, you know, party soups and mac and cheese and mashed potatoes and, you know, all that kind of great comfort stuff.
You know, I was thinking because of the sports bar, you know, Chicago is a very competitive in sports in Chicago. The Chicago Bulls, Bears. And this is where you have a very competitive, the sports bar, you have a competitive nature, like the Chicago sports, you know. I noticed.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I never thought about it like that.
You know what I mean? You have very competitive. Right. You're the world food. Yeah.
Right. I'm the world food champion. I'm a little competitive. World recipe champion. There's a world food champion. His name is Dave Elliott. He's one of someone who I competed against. They've won the big prize. But yes, you're right. I guess you're right. That is an interesting observation. Chicago is a very big sports town, big competitive, space for sports here. I wonder if it rubbed off on me. It must have.
Yeah, I mean, the Chicago Blackhawks, Northwestern, and, you know, I mean...
we got a lot of good sports here. We got a lot of good food here, a lot of good sports here, that's for sure.
Did you get into the corporate world, or were you working in the... How did you work in the business world or the commercial world?
I did. Yeah, I kind of, you know, went from... my husband and I owned a bar and restaurant for a long time, and we both worked professionally in other careers. and I worked as a corporate event planner for a software company. So I worked, I'd say P, which is a big software company, and a couple other really large software companies, and traveled around the world, you know, kind of planning these major conferences and events for the company. I did a lot of social events for them as part of the marketing program. And so I was very fortunate to be able to taste foods from around the world. You know, people, you know, spend thousands and thousands of dollars to experience the things that I got a chance to experience, the restaurants, the hotels, you know, the food from all of these different countries. Very, very lucky to experience that. And yes, it totally, it is reflected in my palate and in, you know, how I cook. To be able to experience, you know, food, you know, authentic food in Germany and in Spain and, you know, in Scotland, all of,
wow,
all of the world. Yeah, and in Asia, and so just, you know, lots and lots of opportunities.
Did you go to Italy?
I did. Oh gosh, of course. Yes, I've been to Italy a couple of times. I mean, it's just so beautiful, and the food's amazing.
Wow! No wonder you're like the world food champion. I mean, you know, a lot of people, they travel, but you got the opportunity to travel. It was like you were like, this was like, it was made for you. It was like, kind of like the,
right,
each level was made to happen for this, you know?
Yeah, you know, it kind of feels that way. Now that I look back, it kind of does feel that way. And I feel very, very fortunate. That was, I mean, that is really a dream situation, to be able to have someone pay you to go and travel and throw parties and throw big events and stuff and eat good food. It was pretty crazy and awesome. And I sort of, you know, feel like...
We hope you're enjoying the interview with Beth Peterson, the world food champion. We have more. This is intermission time. And, you know, I was looking over. I like to, when I find local music or music from in the United States, new artists, and I ran across, and we're going to be featuring more new artists locally from Hampton Roads and from different states. And this band called Johnny Carnegie, they have a song called Pompeii, and I had to play it for our intermission. But we'll be back after Pompeii and with part two of Beth Peterson.
You've grown cold. You'll set sail. Someone else is the wind blows. We may rise, we may fall, but I won't forfeit anyone. And we may rise. Up tripping through your city. Leave you left in ruins like you ruined my parade.
Yes, that was Johnny Cardigan and Pompeii. Man, that was a good song. That was a good song. Now, I was talking to the band, and they're gonna be. You'll be able to download a lot of their music on our site, flavorliving.com, while you're looking through different food items and everything, you know. But we have to get back to our important interview, part two, with Beth Peterson. And we are back.
I mean, I was looking up, and I saw you're the chief and the owner and started Yummy Nation.
Right, Yummy Nation, right. Yummy Nation is an aggregator site.
Okay.
Meaning, you know, we bring in everybody together in the food blogger world. Food bloggers, home entertainers, anybody that relates to kind of food and home entertaining that are bloggers. We're building this site right now. We've got about 100 bloggers on the site right now.
So wow.
It's a great place to go if you're looking for ideas on, you know, what to do for the holidays, what to cook for Thanksgiving, like, and just ideas about how to, you know, implement that into your celebrations and your entertaining. So Yummy Nation is a really fun thing to check out. Really fun to see everyone's different take on, you know, what's happening in the fall. We do, you know, on a seasonal calendar. So, you know, as soon as fall starts coming, we start putting some great ideas about how to entertain and good recipes for the fall. And they're really interesting people on there. I absolutely love the Yummy Nation.
Well, now the Yummy Nation is, you guys also have planned the Food Fight Right. For this awesome educational event in Las Vegas.
Yeah, we've got Food Fight Right conference. It's a food blogger, food media conference that's happening right in the midst of downtown Las Vegas, right in the midst of World Food Championships. And World Food Championships is the biggest food competition in the country. Not food eating competition, but food cooking competition in the country and the world, even, I think.
Yeah, it's like the Olympics. It's the food Olympics.
Yes, it's the food Olympics, food Super Bowl, every one of those big, you know, food sport competitions. Yeah, it's the top. It's the pinnacle. People have to...
It's the competition. The competition's coming out, I hear it.
That's right.
It's coming out.
you have to qualify to even be considered for this. You know, you have to be qualified to get in. So everybody that's there, that's competing, they are already, you know, winners of major competitions.
Yes.
So it's like this incredible group of passionate cooks. You can either be a pro or a home cook. And it's the Joes against the pros kind of. It's really interesting. I mean, it's everybody against everybody, but it's there's a lot of interesting play with the Joes against the Pros.
Well, I was looking at to tell everybody about the qualify. I was looking at throughout the year, World Food Champions they hold qualifying events throughout the U.S. and country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
it's a pretty great event. If you're into food competition or you have a great recipe in either bacon, burger, barbecue, chili, what else is there? There's 9 categories. So go check out worldfoodchampionships.com.
There's dessert, pasta,
dessert, right?
Seafood.
Pasta, yeah. How could I forget pasta? That was my category last year.
Seafood
is a new big one. Bacon is a big one. They're pretty exciting. So check that out. It's worldfoodchampionships.com. You can check out everything about it.
Now, how did you, as far as the event that you had qualified to become the champ? How could you kind of walk us through how that started?
Oh, sure. I got really interested in food competitions, and I started doing some food competitions and qualified. I think my first qualification year, I qualified with dessert in a recipe competition for Sterling Wines. And so it's just one of these online food competitions, and I actually won it. So then that qualified me to be to go to World Food Championship. The cool thing is that this opportunity being a World Recipe Champion has afforded me a lot of opportunities, one of which has been a great relationship with the company that runs World Food Championships. The company is called MMA. They and I have partnered on Food Fight Right.
Okay.
We kind of came up with this idea that it would be really great to have food bloggers involved in the conference, involved at World Food Championships, and let them see what was happening there. And then there's so many various different sponsors and partners and great opportunities for speakers, because we've got, a lot of celebrity chefs, a lot of, people at the top of food media that are at World Food Championships. And so we thought, what a great place for people to come and learn about food blogging, about food writing, food media, and then be right in the midst of all of this. So that's what Food Fight Right is all about. We have over 50 speakers.
Okay.
We have 150 food bloggers from all over the country coming. We have incredible sponsors for this. We have Mitsubishi. We have U.S. Potato Board. We've got
Kenmore. I saw Kenmore there.
Kenmore is a sponsor for World Food Championships.
Yes.
So we have huge parties and big learning events. Oh, IACP is the International Association of Culinary Professionals, is very well respected, founded by Julia Child, is a partner of Food Fight Right, of our conference.
Wow.
ACF, which is a very well respected chef's organization, has partnered with us. Le Cordon Bleu has partnered with us. Food Day, which is a incredible.
Yes, from Jamie Oliver.
Right. It's all about healthy, healthful, sustainable. It's a movement that's helping, people in the country kind of look at their food and where it's come from and, just eating, a little healthier. So we support that, and we actually are hosting a big breakfast with Food Day. So, so we've got Food Network chefs. We've got it all. It's the epicenter of all things food for 7 days. In Las Vegas, which isn't a bad place to be anyway. So
yeah.
I hope people that are hearing this will go to foodfightright.com, check us out, check out the schedule. It's a really quality event. So if you're in food media out there and you want to come to this, please join us. It's going to be a great
champion and everything. I heard Robin Leach was there, Famous Dave.
Ben
Vaughn.
There. Right, Ben Vaughn. Mm-hmm. We have Emily Allen from Cupcake Wars. We've got Simon Majumbar, who's on Cutthroat Kitchen. I hope I said his name right.
Right.
Cutthroat Kitchen. He's one of the judges on Cutthroat Kitchen. Dr. Barbecue Ray Lampe was one of the judges last year. Whitney Miller from MasterChef was there. A lot of really great, great, you know, celebrity chefs that are there, and even more this year. Roles that I get to play, and you know, being the executive director for Food Fight Right has been one of the highlights of that. So incredible opportunities. It's really fair, you know, delicious food, and what a great way to do it, compete against
World Food Champion and the Food Fight Right, an educational event for food bloggers and cookbook authors and food brands, restaurants.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on our show.
People come out. Brian, thank you so much. Thank you for having me on Flavor Living.
All right. Thank you.
That was our interview with Beth Peterson, the World Food Champion for the WFC in Las Vegas. This is their third year, annual year, of having this Olympic food event. And she was telling us also that she's a judge for the Culinary Fight Club in Chicago, in Illinois. So I was thinking, wow, I know there's got to be this trend that's happening. There's more fight clubs that are going on, and I'm hoping this trend will just really do well. And you know, because there's lots of people that can cook. You don't know. There are chefs that go to culinary school from scratch, homemade cook that can cook very well too. You know, so this website that they have is ChicagoFoodFighters.com, and there you can kind of go there and get an idea on what they're doing in Illinois. You know, and now the show, the World Food Champions, will be on FYI and A&E Networks. So you'll be able to see it on TV. Plus, if you want to go, just go to the event. If you're into food, if you're a food blogger or restaurant owner, this would be a great time to go to taste the best of the best, see the best of the best in the food industry. And I just think it's going to be good. And, you know, check on our website, flavorliving.com, for more updates on just different food trends, you know, because we have the trends, you know, at our site. And so go there and see, and tune in next week for more. Drive safe and eat well. And thank you for tuning in to The Flavor. Thank you.